Father, thank thee for another day, another opportunity to look into thy word. Grant that the word today will speak to our hearts in warning, in exhortation, and in blessing. Meet every need of every waiting heart today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 13. Remembering that we are studying together the ministry of the false prophet. Perhaps we should say the evil ministry of the false prophet as he directs worship toward the Antichrist and ultimately to the devil. We have been noticing as part of his evil ministry, he created an image of the Antichrist and suggested that everybody fall down and worship the Antichrist. Now, of course, it was more than a suggestion. It was a command. For individuals who did not fall down and worship the Antichrist would be killed. And we learned, examining the scripture, that they would be killed with the guillotine. That is, they would be beheaded if they did not fall down and worship this image. We are speaking of this as though it might happen in the past, but we remind you that literally it is going to happen someday in the future after the Lord Jesus Christ has taken the church out of the earth. The false prophet would have to have power in order to make individuals fall down and worship the beast. And we suggested to you that he has that power, as indicated by the two horns on the head of the Lamb by which he is represented. Today, we are going to see exactly how he exercises that power and brings about the desired result. Will you notice in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Of course, what we have learned is that the Antichrist has the power to issue this edict. All, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, shall, must receive in their right hand or in their forehead a mark or the number of the Antichrist or the name of the Antichrist. Three individual signs are to be used by the false prophet to coerce all the people into the worship of the Antichrist. It will be declared that people must wear in the palm of their hand or in their forehead the name of the Antichrist. Now, I don't know what his name will be, but he will have a name. If they do not choose to wear his name, then they must wear his mark. I don't know what his mark will be. We are used to the mark of the swastika, the hammer and the sickle, and so forth. So it won't be difficult for the Antichrist to have a mark. If individuals do not choose to wear the mark of the Antichrist, then they may wear the number of the Antichrist. And we will be looking at that number in a second or so. For even though the name of the Antichrist is not mentioned, and the mark of the Antichrist is not described, more is said about the number of his name. All must wear some indication that their allegiance is to the Antichrist. And this is the important thing. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to what I am about to say. I don't want you to misconstrue it. I have made references, as we have studied the book of the Revelation, to the age in which we now live, signs which indicate to me that we are approaching the end of the age, and that the minds of men are being geared to the sort of thing they will find during the tribulation. We are being geared to the sort of thing that will be normal during the tribulation period. You have been reading in your papers, I'm sure, that it will not be long until every individual in America will be nothing more than a number as far as authorities are concerned. All kinds of businesses related to the government will not be done in connection with your name. It will be done in connection with a number. Now, I don't say, and I don't want any of you to quote me as saying, that this is the mark of the beast. What I am saying is that our minds are being conditioned to accept that sort of thing. The machinery, so to speak, is being set up so that when the Antichrist makes his appearance, all of this can be done speedily without a great deal of persuasion. Certainly, 7 years, 3.5 years, as a matter of fact, is a very brief time for any individual to become a world dictator and to set in motion all the things we have been studying about in the book of the Revelation. But if the machinery is already set up, and if it is well oiled, and if the people have been brainwashed to accept this sort of thing, brainwashed to relinquishing their liberties without any kind of fuss at all, then it will not be difficult for the Antichrist to step right into this well-oiled setup and begin to do the things that he wants to do. We are, I repeat, becoming accustomed to this sort of thing suggested in verses 16 and 17, where we are told that the Antichrist will insist that everybody wear his name or his mark or his number, the seal of the Antichrist. I might point out to you in passing that there is a contrast between the false prophet and the Holy Spirit. We are told in Ephesians chapter 2 that every individual who receives the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior is sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. The devil imitates everything that God does. So we find here that everybody who accepts the Antichrist and bows down and worships him is sealed unto the day of destruction. Now we said that we would say a little to you about the number of the beast. Will you notice the last verse of this chapter? Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Much speculation has resulted from this verse, particularly because this statement in our translation says that it is the number of a man. Immediately, people begin to say, I wonder what man that could be. They have some grounds to speculate because of the science of geometria, that is, that the science that gives to letters certain numerical value. So that you could take a certain name, you can study the numerical value of that name, and you can come up with a total number as the number of that name. Now, of course, you will recognize this as a much more familiar thing, and you will recognize it in a much more familiar manner if we remind you that our Roman numerals do that very thing. For example, the letter C is representative of 100. The letter L is representative of 50. The letter X is representative of 10. The letter V is representative of five, and so on. On the basis of this, there has been quite a bit of literature written trying to determine who this Antichrist might be. At different times in history, different individuals have been suggested as the Antichrist on the basis of this statement. Nero, for example, was suggested. There were quite a few pages written about Mussolini because of the numerical number of his name, namely 666. Now, all of this rationalizing and speculating could have been avoided if the individuals had read the scripture carefully in the original text. Will you notice the 18th verse again? Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. It is the number of man. Notice carefully now, the article A is not in the original text. This is not a suggestion that it is the number of a man. It is simply that it is the number of man. Seven is the number of perfection. Three is the number of God. Six is the number of man. I believe that this verse of Scripture merely suggests that as great as the dragon is, as great as the Antichrist is, as great as the false prophet is, they fall one number short of perfection. The best thing that the devil can do is to present a man who will eventually have to die and spend eternity in the lake of fire.